In his dream, St. John sees a fearsome ruler with enormous might rising to power. Although some have tried their best, nothing seems to be able to stop him. The creature has won the favor of many, and people are spellbound. The bolshy new world leader has a loud mouth, which would get most people in trouble, but not him. It only brings more attention and gains this one more popularity. No misstep turns public opinion. No one seems to mind his offensiveness. Nothing is sacred to him. He frustrates the plans of those trying to hold things together. He appears hell-bent on blowing things up, waging an all-out war on everything decent, just and honorable. And it looks like he'll win. The beast St. John sees in his vision puts flesh and bone to genuine concerns. Folk are losing hope. Things have to change. The old ways aren't working anymore. Enter the beast. Creatures like this emerge in difficult times. Indeed, one might see a beast-shaped hole in society. The world makes room for the irreverent, arrogant, and warmongering leader. And each time they do, folk believe they've stumbled upon something new, that nothing like it has ever been seen before. Who was like the beast, and who can fight against it, they say. Revelations are meant to reveal something. Profound, meaningful truths about the world or humankind's fate. Let John's vision be a reminder, a foretelling of something the world is bound to face in times of crisis. Keep on the lookout for those who profane the principles revealed in Jesus Christ. The answer is love, not hate. Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints.